Hey, man.
Hi there, you're speaking to Michael from Metal Talk. You all right?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. Right, I'll tell you what, we'll get on with the start of the interview then, okay?
Okay, sure.
So, I know we're limited on time. So, how's the Adrenaline Mob Tour going?
It's been awesome so far. We've done 7 shows, a couple festivals, and then a bunch of club shows on our own. And it's been really awesome. I've said this elsewhere, but it's true. It really reminds me of Dream Theater's very first club tour of Europe back in '93. It's just a real vibe and buzz and excitement in the air at every show, just to be like part of something new and fresh and the beginning of something.
Fantastic. Okay, so you're primarily known for your very heavily progressive style. How have fans been reacting to the straighter style of Adrenaline, just the straight up rock and metal sound that you've got?
Well, I think people now kind of understand what Adrenaline Mob is about, and they know what they're getting themselves into. I think when the band first came out last year, people were expecting something progressive, and obviously that's not what this band is about. But now that the album has been out for a few months and people have had a chance to digest it, I think people are accepting it for what it is. And, the people that get that are coming out and having a great, great time. You know, it's all about the energy and the excitement and the riffs. And, you know, this is not a prog band at all. This is a hard rock metal band, you know, in the vein of Sabbath and Pantera, you know, and that's where this band is coming from. So I think as long as people get rid of any prog preconceptions, they're getting it and they're loving it.
Fantastic. Okay, well, I mean, you are still involved with prog because you've also got Flying Colours on the side of things, which is a very different experience to Adrenaline Mob. How did that one come about?
Flying Colours came about from a guy named Bill Evans, who is the executive producer of the album, and he's the one that pretty much assembled Neil Morse and Steve Morse and myself together. He just had this idea of putting, you know, kind of prog or, you know, virtuoso type of musicians together in a more song-oriented project. And, that's basically how it originated. And then last year we got together and took it from there.
Cool. So, I mean, what, especially with Flying Colours, what was it like writing that album with all these kind of amazing musicians all around you, the best of the best?
Well, it was, surely an inspiring environment and group of people. You kind of had 3 camps. You had myself and Neil Morse, who have already done like a dozen albums together, and then you had Steve Morse and Dave LaRue, who had already done a dozen albums together, and then you had Casey McPherson kind of sitting in the middle, kind of like being the glue that we all gravitated to. So, there was a lot of familiarity already, in different combinations of the personnel, which made it comfortable. But surely there was no shortage of ideas. myself and Neil and Steve and Casey are kind of all used to running the show and kind of leading our, previous bands and projects. So, there was a lot of chefs in the kitchen, and luckily the final outcome was something that was actually, a lot of fun to make and truly musical.
So obviously you're in 2 supergroups now. What's the best and worst things about being in these kind of groups as opposed to being in a band that you formed from nothing?
Well, both of these bands are things that I was asked to be a part of. So you really can't say that either of these were kind of like my mastermind, post Dream Theater, supergroup that I assembled. In both cases, they were things that kind of were already, preconceived, and then I joined up with them. But they're each providing a very, very different outlet for me. Adrenaline Mob is full on metal and hard rock and energy and riffs, but very song oriented within that genre. And then the same could be said for Flying Colours. Flying Colours is a very song oriented band as well, but a completely different genre, more of a pop alternative prog song-oriented material, neither of which is similar to Dream Theater. So it's, you know, it's very satisfying for me. And there's also other things. I have another band with Billy Sheehan and Richie Kotzen that we're about to record our debut album, and that's a whole other kind of direction and style. So, you know, and then I still have the music I do with Neil Morse. You know, we have an album coming out in September. It will actually be our 7th album together, you know, of his. And that's also a whole other kind of style and side. So, you know, all of these things are giving me a very, very fulfilling range of styles to work within.
Yeah. So that actually kind of brings me on to my next question, was you've written many, many songs with many different bands over the years. How do you keep finding inspiration for new material?
Well, that's an easy answer. It's the people that I surround myself with that inspire me. You know, every one of these bands and projects I work within, I'm privileged and blessed to be surrounded by such amazing musicians. And, you know, that's what inspires me. And that's what I needed, you know, at this point in my career. You know, I love what I did in Dream Theater, but after 25 years, I kind of needed some fresh faces to work with. And, you know, I love the music I make with Neil Morse. He inspires me. And an Adrenaline Mob, Russell Allen and Michael Lando are incredibly talented, and they inspire me. And Flying Colors, working with Steve Morse and Casey, has been an inspiration. And working with Richie Kotzen and Billy Sheehan has inspired me. And all the projects I've done with Paul Gilbert through the years has inspired me. So it's all about the people I work with and connect with. And every time I do anything with any of these guys, they help me rise to the occasion and find something new and exciting to do.
Cool. So do you see yourself in the future? Do you ever see yourself kind of stepping back into the kind of progressive metal Dream Theater-y type territory, or are you going to keep experimenting with different kinds of things now that you've done Dream Theater for so long?
Well, I would say for the time being, I wouldn't expect anything that I do to sound like Dream Theater, just because I've already been there and done that. But surely some of these things have progressive elements. I mean, Flying Colors has progressive elements, and the stuff I do with Neil Morse with his solo band has a lot of progressive elements. And I still have Transatlantic. We're just merely between albums at this point, so that's also another tremendously progressive outlet for me. And then I have another project as well that we're going to be touring in October and November. It's an instrumental band with Billy Sheehan and Tony McAlpine and Derek Sherinian. So that's probably the closest stylistically to Dream Theater, because it's instrumental and it's a little bit more progressive, hard rock oriented. So, yeah, I mean, I think I'll always have bits and pieces of that style in anything I do.
Yeah.
But I'm surely not looking for anything at the moment to kind of sound like Dream Theater. I mean, the whole reason I'm not doing Dream Theater is because I don't want to be doing that right now.
And just on a side note, if you're in a band with Billy Sheehan and Tony McAlpine and Derek Sherinian, that's going to sound mental.
Well, we're doing a tour of Europe in October and a tour of Asia in November. And we have a DVD coming out later this summer as well. So, yeah, that's something that is also in the pipeline at the moment.
Cool. Okay, so you've influenced a lot of musicians in a lot of ways over the past 25 years or so. How does it make you feel to know that you've helped develop so many fantastic musicians in the world?
It's an honor. You know, I don't know. It's you know, for me, it's incredibly flattering when I hear people cite me as an influence, and you know, it's awesome to meet young kids that are out there that cite me as an influence. And then now, as I guess the longer I keep doing this, the more I start to see these young kids grow into successful musicians of their own.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody from, like, you know, Joey Jordison of Slipknot, or the Opeth guys, or, you know, the Trivium guys, you meet these guys that cite, you know, me or Dream Theater as an influence, and now they're out there, you know, making such an incredible mark on their own. It's truly incredible. It's incredible, I guess, you know, that time flies like it does, and but it's very flattering, and you know, but to me, honestly, when I see some of the young kids that cite me as an influence today, they could probably play circles around me. You know, the bar keeps rising and rising and rising for these young, incredible musicians, and then they just keep getting better and better and better and better. So, you know, if anything, they are now an inspiration to me.
Right, okay. Well, so this year you've hit a major personal milestone. You hit your 12th year sober. How did you mark the occasion? And well done, incidentally.
How did I mark it? I mean, it's just another day. Really, you know, that's how you stay sober, is one day at a time. So, you know, you just put, you know, one day at a time, and those days turn into weeks, and the weeks turn into months, and the months turn into years, and it's just a better way of life for me. You know, it truly saved my life. I probably wouldn't be alive today if I didn't get sober. You know, just because it was an addiction that was ruling my life. So I thank God that I found sobriety and have been able to maintain it this far.
Yeah. Well, like I say, very well done, because 12 years is a long time. So, right, okay, so just a quick couple of questions as we reach kind of the back end of it, okay?
Sure.
What's on your CD player at the minute? What are you listening to? What's your favorite piece of music to listen to at the minute?
Well, I guess so far my two favorite albums this year would be the new Van Halen and the new Rush. I love both of them.
Yeah.
The new Meshuggah is really cool. I like, I don't know, what else am I listening to? The new Kill Devil Hill, actually, they're a new band that just toured with us in America. It's nice. Vinny Appice and Rex Brown's new band.
Okay.
I love their new album. So that's some of the stuff off the top of my head.
Right, cool. How do you relax when you're not on tour or not in the studio?
I don't know. I don't know how to relax. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Great answer. Right. What's been the best moment so far on this Adrenaline Mob tour?
The best moment?
Yeah. Like, any pranks or any memorable things at a gig or anything like that?
I'll tell you what, the first six shows on this tour have been unbelievably special. I mean, really, every one of them were so incredible in their own right, ranging from, you know, a huge festival like Sweet Rock, all the way to some of the smaller, more intimate clubs we played. And every night, it's just been really, we come off stage just totally like wired, you know, and lit up, just because it just, you really feel a buzz, like you're really part of something new. And I can't say there's been any one particular moment. I mean, maybe when we stepped on stage at Sweden Rock, you know, it was the very first time on stage overseas in this band for any of us. And, you know, we went on early in the afternoon, you know, opening one of the big stages over there. And, you know, we expected to come out there to see a couple hundred people, but there was a sea of people as far as we could see, and they were with us right from the very first note. So, you know, that to us was like an incredibly exciting and satisfying moment, you know, the very, very first moment on stage in Europe.
Fantastic. Okay, so, right, lastly, you've had a very long and extending career, you've had many ups, you've had many downs. What would you say has been the best moment out of any of the bands you've been in? So what's something that sticks in your mind from your career so far?
The best moment?
Best moment, if you've got one.
Well, there's two that immediately come to mind, and it's always the same two that I fall back on, so I guess I have to cite them here. But the first was April 1st, 2006, when Dream Theater played Radio City Music Hall, and it was the final night of the 20th anniversary tour, and, you know, we played Radio City, which is one of the most beautiful venues in the world, and we played with an orchestra, and we filmed a DVD night that night, and it was just one of those magical nights that I'll never forget. Mm-hmm. And then the other one would be one of my last shows with Dream Theater, which was July 12th, 2010, where we played Madison Square Garden with Iron Maiden. And, you know, that was something that for 25 years we had dreamt of doing. You know, playing Madison Square Garden was like the pinnacle of anything we'd ever wanted to do. And you know, to actually do it, you know, just to look out there and see a sold-out Madison Square Garden and to be playing with Iron Maiden, who have always been some of our heroes. It was one of those nights that was, you know, everything we had ever dreamt of. So those are the two that immediately come to mind, but I could probably give you a few dozen others. You know, it's been an incredible career. I really can't say there's many more things that I could want to achieve. I honestly have achieved so much in this career that I feel so unbelievably blessed and fulfilled and you know, grateful for every moment of it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. That's all the questions I've got for you today, Mike. Just on a personal note, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. I've been a massive Dream Theater fan for years, a massive fan of yours and sort of all the music you've made. Even to the point where when I first heard a Transatlantic album, I went, whoa. So thank you for taking the time to speak to me this afternoon. I hope you have a wonderful,
no problem.
Hope you have a wonderful gig tonight.
Thanks, man.
All right, have a good one.
Bye. Yep, see you soon.